storm takes aim at Gulf Coast.
Nobody should panic, but everybody should take this seriously.
Confirmation hearings open for Supreme Court nominee.
It is hard to imagine Kavanaugh not being confirmed.
Colin Kaepernick's new job.
He'll be the face of Nike's Just Do It slogan.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Gordon is getting stronger and will likely become a hurricane later today. As CBS's Omar Villafranca tells us, it's taking aim at the central Gulf Coast.
Along the Alabama coast, residents who live in communities that have flooded before are anxious.
I hope that goes on, comes in, goes, and we're done with it.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is taking no chances and mobilizing 200 National Guardsmen.
These guardsmen will be pre-positioned primarily in southeast Louisiana.
With memories of Katrina still lingering in New Orleans, officials issued a voluntary evacuation orders for areas outside the city's levee protection system. But Mayor LaToya Cantrell says they are prepared.
We've got the pumps and power we believe we need again to be safe.
In Mississippi, they stocked up on supplies at the grocery store.
I'm Jim Crisula. Stacy Sutton is manager of a Walmart in Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
A lot of water, bread, sliced meats, our deli items, already cooked items. They've been hitting us pretty hard on that. Of course, batteries, a lot of batteries, flashlights.
Residents have been tying up boats, filling sandbags, and reviewing evacuation routes.
There's been wild weather in the nation's midsection. It's thought a tornado did the damage in a section of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where Leonard Weems lives.
We heard a roar, so we dived out of the bed, went for the basement. All of a sudden, we heard a crash, and it was the tree coming into the living room.
Heavy rains have caused flash flooding in several states. 300 people had to leave their homes as water rose in Manhattan, Kansas. Ron Fears, the city manager.
Things got flooded this time that have never been flooded before.
Now to Washington, where Democrats got tens of thousands of documents about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh just last night, hours before his confirmation hearings begin this morning. That's only some of what they've been asking for. CBS's Steve Dorsey begins our team coverage.
Kavanaugh will be tested by Democrats on two key issues, presidential power and abortion rights. Democrats say Kavanaugh's writings have suggested the president is immune from criminal investigation or prosecution. They worry Kavanaugh's opinions could come into play if President Trump is indicted. And Democrats are also concerned Kavanaugh could be the vote conservatives need to overturn Roe versus Wade.
This is Steve Futterman in Washington. Democrats say they will try to delay and perhaps even block the Brett Kavanaugh nomination.
I think you're going to see some really strong sets of questions from a number of us that are on the Judiciary Committee.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is upset that Democrats are being denied access to more than 100,000 documents related to Kavanaugh. Another is Dick Durbin of Illinois.
There has been more concealment of documents than ever in the history of the United States.
Despite that, most believe Republicans have the numbers in the Senate to get the nomination through.
On Labor Day, President Trump was at work slamming his attorney general. Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In a pair of tweets, the president blasted the Jeff Sessions Justice Department for, in his words, putting two easy wins in doubt. He's talking about two Republican congressmen now under indictment 2 months before the midterm elections. Good job, Jeff, he said, adding the investigations began in the Obama era. But that's not true in the case of New York Congressman Chris Collins, who faces insider trading charges sparked by a phone call he made here at the White House while attending a picnic thrown by President Trump. Legal experts were shocked by the tweet, saying they show the president expects the attorney general to shield the president's political allies and only go after his enemies. Republican Senator Ben Sasse said in a statement, these two men have been charged with crimes because of evidence, not because of who the president was when the investigations began. Steve?
The Taliban says the founder of Afghanistan's Haqqani Network, a group that went from a U.S. ally to bitter enemy, has died. Jalaluddin Haqqani had been ill the last few years. His son is now in charge of that network. New accusation against NBC in the Harvey Weinstein scandal. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
One of Weinstein's accusers is challenging NBC's claim that it shelved an expose on the now-disgraced film mogul in part because none of the women interviewed would go on camera or on the record. Emily Nestor says she and another woman offered to do both when she heard another accuser had pulled out of Ronan Farrow's investigation. In a statement to The Hollywood Reporter, Nestor says she was told the network wasn't interested. The New Yorker then printed Farrow. Farrow's story. Steve?
In Jerusalem, the first question from an interviewer to Monica Lewinsky was the last one.
Do you still expect that apology, the personal apology?
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Well, the question was about whether she thought she was owed a personal apology from Bill Clinton. Lewinsky, who had given a speech about internet perils and bullying, said that violated an agreement about off-limits questions. Aretha Franklin's family labels a eulogy given by an Atlanta pastor at her funeral last week offensive and distasteful.
When that home is not like it ought to be, and the child has deficit, that's abortion after birth.
Reverend Jasper Williams said a home without a father is like abortion after birth and said black lives don't matter unless blacks stop killing each other. Williams says he's sorry the family feels that way and respects their opinion about the sermon. A lot of opinions about Nike's newest Just Do It ad campaign. It features Colin Kaepernick, the lightning rod, in the NFL's national anthem protests. Mark Williams is a sports marketing expert.
Nike has a long history of supporting the people that wear their brand. And hopefully this will send out a message to the rest of the world that they should no longer be afraid to speak out.
Kaepernick's new deal with Nike includes a clothing line. Some on social media have been burning Nike apparel. 13 years ago, a pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz was stolen from a Minnesota museum.
They're gone! The ruby slippers! What have you done with them?
Federal authorities say they've been recovered now, but they haven't given any details about that. They're one of four pairs from the movie known to exist. The second man on the moon has led the critics of the upcoming movie First Man, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
First Man does not show Neil Armstrong planting the American flag on moon soil after he takes his first steps outside the Apollo 11. Buzz Aldrin, the second person to step on the moon, has tweeted an image of the flag shot with the hashtag Proud to be an American. Movie producer Damien Chazelle says he wasn't trying to make a political statement, but trying to show what Armstrong may have been thinking or feeling at the time. The movie, starring Ryan Gosling, will be released in October. It's based on the book by James Hansen. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In the midst of outrage, the New Yorker magazine has dropped conservative firebrand Steve Bannon from its annual festival next month. His inclusion prompted other artists and public figures scheduled to attend to say they were out if he was in. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.